This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our dear friend, our guest, welcome back, everybody, to Triple Threat, Sports Radio 610.
Well, there is phone board trolling. Because it says there's a fan of the 6-9 Dodgers on
BMAC,
hold.
Yeah, BMAC, that would take me reading that, so of course I will. Yeah, BMAC says that there's a fan of the 6-9 Dodgers joining us right now in the Buyers Barricades hotline. It's our good friend, former Texans wide receiver, David Anderson. What's up, D.A.?
D.A.
Oh, yeah. I'm really worried about the first 15 games of the season, guys. Really, really worried over here.
You're not super dialed in on that and how things
Meanwhile, I don't even think they can play in Detroit and Chicago because of the snow. So, yeah, let's worry about the first 15.
Where are you right now? Are you out in are you in L.A.?
I'm here. I'm in a WeWork phone booth.
A what?
A phone booth.
You ever been to WeWork? It's like a co-working space.
Oh, no, I have not.
It's, California
guys,
thing.
You guys, it's super technology.
You sound so hip, man.
Hey, as a Dodger lover, can you even do you have an appreciation for the Ohtani phenomenon in SoCal right now?
Yeah, so I know that we were trying to recruit him pretty hard, but rumor has it that the Japanese and the Japanese culture, they always wanted to establish their own identity on their own team, so he didn't want to come to the Dodgers or Seattle, even though I think they were making the two biggest cases, and he went to Anaheim, which kind of stuck it to us a little bit, but that's okay. But he is fun to watch. I think what makes it fun to watch is it brings a little bit of, like, Little League baseball, where the kid plays pitcher, then he goes to shortstop, and then he plays center, and he hits, too. Like, that's what we all remember about baseball, not being so specialized. So it feels fun to watch him just, you know, rope one out to right field for, what, a triple the other day, and then go out and strike out, you know, for, what, 10 and 7 innings or something.
I can't imagine how hot that ticket is tonight. They're hosting the Red Sox, and he's pitching.
Yeah, and he also has autographs selling for like $400. My uncle wouldn't even buy mine for $3.
$400.
Shipping costs are more expensive than the actual car.
It is. It's a sobering thought, man. No doubt. So DA, big topic here over the last couple days, and I think around the NFL, but specifically here because a couple of players have been tweeting at him and whatnot. Is Dez Bryant? What are your thoughts about Dez Bryant? The release of Dez Bryant, and then specifically Dez Bryant potentially with the Texans.
So I've watched him the first year I retired. I went out to actually Dallas Cowboys training camp out in Oxnard. And I mean, granted, it was like 4 years ago, but he is a beast. Reminds me in some ways of Andre Johnson. And that, like, he plays really physical at the point of attack, right? Like, he'll kind of bait you into getting into a spot that he likes, and then he'll just toss you out of the way on the route. He's athletic as anyone on the field. He's a 50-50 ball guy who is probably more like a 70-30 ball. If the ball's up there, he's got a great chance of going and getting it. But he does have a certain, Chad Johnson in him, where he's got a lot of flair. He's obviously got a lot of chatter in his game, and he doesn't seem to run like specifically what the route needed, which is why Chad Johnson failed in New England. So he needs to go to a team that lets him kind of, you know, stay loose and get loose a little bit.
Hey, D.A., it's great talking to you, buddy. I don't know if you saw the report out today, but Aaron Rodgers reportedly is frustrated over his lack of influence on some of the Packer moves, and I've always wondered. You know, I have different theories on that, like, you know, how much, you know, guys that are star players should be able to kind of, you know, have influence over roster moves and that kind of thing. I feel like Aaron Rodgers at this point should have some influence over that. And apparently with the new general manager, he doesn't. What is your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers wanting maybe more power over the influence on some of their roster moves?
Well, I heard Tom Brady's a Turk over there in New England. He's the one who calls you and tells you you're cut. Did he give you your phone call?
That's not true,
brother. Is that what happened?
That's not true.
I'll let you go. Yeah, hell of a run over here. I think so. I mean, I think there needs to be a couple people that have influence. I wish they would actually lean more on the players, because then they would get a sense of what these guys are like locker room-wise, who the unsung kind of leaders are on the football team, because I think people automatically crown the quarterback and the middle linebacker as their leaders, and they tend to cut guys who maybe have a larger influence or are helping out more on the field than they look like they are, potential guys from the outside that they've heard, that they've worked with, that they've trained with, that they can actually give advice on. Because, you know, and I know, like, you go into these meetings with head coaches, and you're your best self. I mean, when they asked me what my hobbies were at the combine, it was weightlifting and watching film. And, like, that couldn't be further from the truth. So you want to know who these guys really are. And the only people who know who they really are their fellow players, their former teammates and stuff like that. So I wish they did lean on not just quarterbacks, but a couple other guys.
So, D.A., you mentioned Oxnard, and since you did, I have to reference something that Sean and I were talking about before the show started. He showed me a piece on the MMQB site by Jacob Feldman discussing professional athletes dealing with income tax that they have to pay when they're in another state. And they actually say that training camp in Oxnard, California, cost Dez Bryant $10,000 a day in income tax because of the situation involved there. You know, it's not something that gets talked about a lot. I don't know if you've come across any, but I'm guessing there have been at least a few occasions where an athlete didn't even have a clue that he was under that kind of a circumstance. You know, have you encountered that?
Oh, yeah, but there's no way it's $10,000 a day, because that's mean he'd be having to make, like, what, $22,000 a day during training camp. But you don't make anything during training camp.
Well,
unless you have some sort of training camp bonus.
But I think what they do, what the government does, DA, is they just take what you make during the year, you know, you divide it by 365, and that's what you make per day. Like, at the end of the year, that's what you made.
Well, there's an athlete tax. So we get paid every other week. So the way that I mean, I don't miss these days at all. I just, you know, just finished filing my taxes. But like, you get taxed on the number of games you play in that state.
Yeah.
So I can see that when they're in Oxnard, they do play two preseason games in there. So if he does get paid a lot, like if he has a roster bonus or a training camp bonus, you could tax them then for the games he played in the state. So I can see that happening. But yeah, it's a gigantic pain in the butt. And then you see, like, oh my gosh, it's awesome playing in Texas. We do well playing Jacksonville. And then you're like, oh, great, we play Miami, another Florida state. And then, yeah, you come to California, and they just bend you over.
14% these days, as you well know. I say this with all the love and respect in the world, and he's a friend to the show, but I'm going to say that maybe Travis Johnson was one of those guys back in the day that had no idea he was going to get hit when you went to California.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Because Travis has
California. No, I'd say Travis was just fine. He's from here. He knows how bad it is.
All right, because he's got a few stories that are sort of similar to that.
Yeah, D.A., were you?
Now, if you were to say a position group in general that probably forgot about taxes, I would say, yes, the defensive line would probably.
Well, Travis tells a great story, D.A., about how his first ever check that he got in the NFL, because you don't get your first check until the first game. His ended up being like $88.71 because he had accrued so many fines in the preseason.
I once heard a story that they didn't have a fine system in place for guys in NFL Europe, and so my buddy scored a touchdown in Germany and threw the ball in the stands, and they fined him $5,000, and he only make like $480 a game. He's like, are you serious?
He's still paying him.
I'm in debt the whole season. This is
You're playing for nothing.
Like, yeah, they're like, we need to fix that, so don't worry about paying it. He's like, but don't throw the ball in the stands. He's like, yeah, I won't, but good God.
Yeah.
Like, you're broke.
D.A., David Anderson's joining us for his weekly visit. Yeah, he's still paying his fine to NFL Europe today. D.A., I think I know the answer to this, but you've accrued some fines before in your career, right?
Yes.
Would you like to share what it was for?
I got two fines for my socks. I tried to imitate Andre Johnson, and they fined me for my socks. You know, he never got fined. I thought that was not fair.
Yeah.
That ended up total being $7,000 in sock fines, which is ridiculous.
Brutal.
I got fine for a couple fines for illegal hits and like chop blocks. Those are never fun when you get FedEx things, because I used to have to cut down the defensive ends on the backside, and they just instituted the rule that you have to come from inside out. We used to go outside in, and you just had to get your head across. Ted will remember those. I got a couple of those where you just accidentally hit your arm is around their leg. So I got a couple of those, probably like $15,000 in those fines. And then I never got any for dancing. My goal was to get one for dancing. But
yeah.
You did
the string dance. That got you some run.
Completely legal. Completely legal.
Wow.
Hey, DA, were you ever late to a meeting? I was late to a meeting one time. I've told the story before where I was late to the meeting, and instead of walking in late, I opted to just not go to the meeting because I didn't want everybody to see me. So missing the meeting cost me $5,000. If I would have showed up late for the meeting, it was only $1,500. Do you have a story of like being late to a meeting and that was embarrassing ever to you?
Never missed a meeting, but okay. I won't name his name, but I do know a player that was running late to the meeting, and instead of showing up late, he crashed his car into a telephone pole, like something out of that Wine movie.
Sideways.
like something out of Sideways. He just ran his car into a pole and then took a picture of it, called the team, and said, like, I got into a car accident. Sorry, I'm going to miss the meeting. I thought it was genius.
Holy cow. He basically tanked a car.
That's awesome.
Well, he's like, I'll take 12 grand and not letting them think that I missed the meeting instead of paying the $5,000.
That is unreal.
Can you at least give us a position group that he was part of, maybe?
He'll probably defensive line.
Okay, cool. Can't wait to find out who it was. See, back in the day, DA would just cover up guys' names by going Schmavid Schmar.
His name was Schmario Schmelling.
And on that note.
All right, guys.
DA, you're the best.
Thanks,
man. Brother. We appreciate
it. He actually did crash. I'm just saying that was the name. All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right. See you, David Anderson, joining us for his weekly visit. Always fun times with DA.
I wanted to maybe ask him about Brett Favre auditioning for Monday. DA would crush it doing a job like that. He could be a color analyst and crush it, I think.
I know Mike Mayock was kind of, we talked about it earlier, kind of bent out of shape that he doesn't get a look. I get bent out of shape when like current players like that, because I know DA did the broadcasting boot camp. He's very good. Like I don't know that he's gone hardcore trying to get into broadcasting,
right?
Because he has so many other things going. But he would be great at it. He did some games last year on college football for the regional Foxes.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he was very, very good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us. Four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.